Now, this method isn't perfect, and there are some limitations to be aware of. Recent research has suggested that the ingredient number 2 threshold, the 30 knots of line number bulk shear, may be too high to adequately capture a significant amount of mesovortices. A paper by Ungar and Coniglio found that 44% of mesovortices in their study developed in environments where the line normal bulk shear was less than or equal to 30 knots. So if you are in warning ops and have an environment where the threshold for line normal shear is close, keep this in mind. They did have some recommendations on other parameters to analyze to increase the likelihood of catching mesovortex development, and if you're curious to know more of those details, feel free to check it out in the Resources tab. Additionally, as you may have already noticed, there is some subjectivity with the three ingredients method when analyzing things like the angle of the bulk shear vector relative to the UDCZ, which relates to finding ingredient number 2. When thresholds are close, your analysis of ingredient number 2 on a portion of the line could differ from your coworkers, to where one of you say that the line satisfies ingredient number 2, while the other believes it does not. On top of that, many forecasters will utilize something like the SPC mesoanalysis page to view 0 to 3 kilometer shear vectors with the convection that they are watching. And in areas where there is a tight gradient in values of 0 to 3 kilometer shear values, you may have to eyeball an approximate value and angle for the shear vector. In environments where you're close to meeting these thresholds, subtle differences in these approximations could be the difference in you issuing or not issuing a warning and anticipating the development of a mesovortex.